For WBAI New York and WPFW Washington, I'm Linda Perry. Israel's figurehead president, Isaac Herzog, addressed a joint session of Congress marking Israel's celebration today of its 75th year.
At this moment in my people's history, gathering on Capitol Hill to celebrate 75 years of Israeli independence with our greatest partner and friend, the United States of America, my soul is overflowing with pride and joy.
The only other Israeli president to address Congress was his father, Chaim Herzog, back in the late 80s. To resounding applause, which was picked up by Israeli media, Isaac Herzog spoke about an unbreakable bond between Israel and the U.S. despite a divided Israel with ongoing street protests over attempts to overhaul their judicial system, as well as Prime Minister Netanyahu's call for thousands of new settlements in the occupied West Bank. Herzog said his deep yearning is for peace with their Palestinian neighbors.
Over the years, Israel has taken bold steps towards peace and made far-reaching proposals to our Palestinian neighbors. However, true peace cannot be anchored in violence, notwithstanding the deep political differences and the numerous challenges that surround the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and relations, and I do not ignore them. It should be clear that one cannot talk about peace while condoning and legitimizing terror implicitly or explicitly. True peace cannot be anchored in violence.
But Herzog goes on to criticize Palestinians who celebrate successful terrorist attacks, calling it a moral disgrace. About Iran, the Israeli president calls for U.S. support, painting it as a nuclear threat to the state of Israel. He said Israel has no border with Iran, no resources contested with Iran, and no conflict with the Iranian people. Yet, Iran and its proxies is intent on destroying Israel.
The world cannot remain indifferent to the Iranian regime's call to wipe Israel off the map. Tolerating this call and Iran's measures to realize it is an excusable moral collapse. Backed by the free world, Israel and the United States must act forcefully together to prevent Iran's fundamental threat to international security.
Republicans were quick to show their support. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise.
We will push back on Iran, the largest state sponsor of terror, to tell the world that we support Israel, and we support 75 years of statehood. In fact, we were the very first country to recognize Israel 75 years ago.
Herzog's speech comes one day after 10 left-wing House Democrats declined to back a resolution declaring strong support for Israel, with a handful boycotting the speech. A controversy erupted regarding a statement by the chair of the Progressive Caucus, Jamila Jayapal, criticizing the Israeli government, calling it racist. She sent out a statement clarifying her stance, saying, "I believe Netanyahu's extreme right-wing government has engaged in discriminatory and outright racist policies, and that there are extreme racists driving that policy within the leadership of the current government." Meanwhile, President Joe Biden invited Prime Minister Netanyahu to a meeting in the United States later this year. Linda Perry, WBAI New York, WPFW Washington.